Coming up next, no hyperbole, one of the greatest doing it today as far as stand-up comedy is concerned. Still, the only man ever to win the Seattle Comedy Competition and San Francisco Comedy Competition in the same year. They call that the West Coast Slam, don't they?
It's called the Augie.
The Augie. It's called the Augie. And he's called the Augie. It's Augie Smith.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody. Hey, good to see you. My name's Aug. I'm going to be talking to you for a little while. Gary said I'm a comedian. I've been a comedian for a really, really long time. And I used to be a road comedian in the 90s. And the 90s, when you were a road comedian, my plan was, because a guy would like call you up, and he'd say, hey, can you drive 16 hours to make $100? And he'd say, yeah, why wouldn't I be able to do that? Of course I can do that. But you need the car, you need the bucket, right? And so my plan, what I did was I never spent more than $1,000 on a car until I was 33 years old. And I'd drive them till they died, and then I would abandon them. And the true story is that I've abandoned 9 cars in my life. I've just walked away from 9 different cars. I always wanted to light one on fire and then walk away in slow motion, but I just never had those balls. So the thing about these cars was that the radios were pretty bare bone. Now I'd say, Aug, why didn't you just get Sirius or XM? No, did not exist, man. No, I didn't even have FM on most of the cars. It was AM radio. And I hear what you're saying. I'm saying, Aug, why don't you just get like a Walkman, wear headphones, listen to cassette tapes. Turns out, that's illegal. You know how I know that's illegal? Because I got pulled over for wearing headphones. And I asked the cop, I'm like, why is it illegal? He said, well, you might not stop for emergency vehicles. And I said, well, how are we having this conversation then right now? How? Anyway, AM radio. So if you listen to AM radio, you have 3 choices. You have God. You have that Mexican polka, and you have talk. So in the 1990s, what happened was crazy took over talk radio. There was like once Clinton got elected, it was just conspiracy theories were just awesome. It was, did you know Hillary Clinton killed Vince Foster? You know, like they've been saying on Fox all week. So, and then what happened was Oklahoma City blew up. Right? And so they had to lay off some of the crazy for a little while. Now, my favorite guy during this period of time was a man that only came on at night, and the man's name was Art Bell. Oh, yeah. Oh shit, yeah! Art Bell! Art Bell! Art Bell started as just like a regular sort of conservative talk guy, but he put a little paranormal in, and then Oklahoma City blew up, and he went full-on paranormal. Like, for a while, he used to talk to like the people that had been abducted to the aliens. He started taking calls from the aliens. Man, they would call in because he had no call screener. So he'd just pick it up. He's like, yeah, this is Art Bell. You're talking to 500 different radio stations. And my name is Galeptotroid. I'm from the Mercon system, the planet Sindla. I took human form 3,000 years ago and have walked amongst you ever since. I met your Jesus. And then Art Bell would say, so tell me, Galeptotron, what's the environment like on your home planet? If Earth has to evacuate, would we be able to live there? And Galeptotron has never been this far in a conversation before, right? He's never had to answer a question because after his opening, it's just dial tone or somebody moving bus seats, you know. So it was fabulous, and there was one night I drove across North Dakota, and that particular night was a time machine night. Now Art Bell had a lot of people and I know what you're thinking. Oh, you're gonna tell us about Madman Markham? No, I'm not talking about Madman Markham. Are you gonna tell us about Stephen Phipps? No, I'm not talking about Stephen Phipps. There was one guy one night, and I never heard him another night, and he had a time machine. But he didn't just have a time machine. He was selling the schematics on how to build his time machine. And I'm thinking to myself, I need a time machine. So I could go back and do what we'd all do, which is kill Hitler. And people say, well, why don't you just kill Pol Pot or Mussolini? Those people, anti-Semites. So my actual plan with the time machine was to use it to avoid the long drives to the gigs. Like, yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll just get in here, and 16 hours later, I'll be in Butte, Montana. So you're thinking, wow, time machine's got to be complicated. Must have been very expensive. The schematics to build the time machine cost $19.99. That's right. Now you're saying, what do you do, Og? Do you send him a PayPal? There was no PayPal! You put a check in the mail that went to that guy's house. Then he put the schematics in an envelope and sent it to you. Now, we all have a number in our head or in our life where if you see something stupid, you can buy it, like at different times. Like if I see anything cool under $30, I can buy it. Unfortunately, at that point in my life, that number was $8. I could only indulge anything. But I had a friend, Bruno, and Bruno, who was also an Art Bell fan, had a job. And Bruno, this is how cool he is. I've only been a groomsman twice, and they were both for this guy. So when I get to the hotel, I get out my calling card, and I dial the 19 numbers to get a line, and then I call Bruno, and it's like, did you hear? He's like, yeah, I heard. It's like, you got to send the guy 20. Yeah, it's already done. Yeah, it's in the mail. So 6 weeks passed. The phone on my kitchen wall rings, and it's Bruno. He's like, I got the time machine. I said, I'll be there in 3 hours. Because I lived in Portland. He lived in Seattle. I get there, and he had a tool belt on, right? And in his living room, he had gotten some scrap wood. So he had these four planks about 4 feet high, about 3 feet across, right? And there was a knob on the front that he had taken off of his oven and put on there. And I get there, he's like, so what else do we got to do? He's like, dude, that's it. So I was like, all right, let's do this. And he had a cover, like a sheet you put over the top. He had a black sheet. So I get in, and I turn the knob, and I sat there for a while, because I didn't know how long it was supposed to take. And when I came out, it was 1.5 hour later. And when I had gone in.
Was I lying? I wasn't kidding. He's the best.